Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan along with you and a special guest with me on the phone, Rochelle Irwin. And we are going to talk about something that's coming up on August 11th that we hope will make a big difference in the way you drive. Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. You guys have this event coming up on August 11th. We're hoping we'll make a big difference in the way people drive. Why don't you tell us about it?
On August 11th, we are going to be having a distracted driver awareness / benefit ride at Zips Harley Davidson in Gaylord, Michigan. As many of our local businesses and area people know, on Memorial Day of this year, we had a gentleman, Todd David, that was killed on his motorcycle in Kalkaska County after a distracted driver ran a stop sign. I'm a paramedic. That is what I do for a living. And I instantly began to pray for not only the family involved, but for the first responders that were on scene at that accident. Sadly, in the world of being a first responder, most first responders actually die due to suicide, not of line of duty death, basically because of the horrific scenes that they see on a daily basis. And without help, eventually it takes a toll and we lose our brothers and sister first responders due to suicide. I personally almost walked away from my career a couple years ago after being dispatched to a horrific car accident that had taken the lives of a couple people that were on a motorcycle. Thankfully, with the support of my EMS family, I was able to work through it, and I continue to work as a paramedic today in Antrim County. When I heard about this accident that was caused by yet another distracted driver, I knew that we needed to get something done. We needed some awareness. We needed to get our voices out there. So I contacted my friend Tracy, who is the finance manager at Zips Harley Davidson in Gaylord, and asked her how she felt about doing a distracted driver awareness ride. Tracy immediately jumped on board, and as I soon found out, she was friends of the family of Todd David, the man that was killed on the motorcycle in Kalkaska County on Memorial Day. It was pretty heartfelt. So we soon after made up a Do You See Us Now, and it was created on Facebook, which you guys have so graciously shared. As many of you know, distracted driving, it affects pedestrians, not just motorcyclists, children, adults on bicycles, other vehicles. We hope this ride is just out there to get a voice, to save lives of innocent victims, and hopefully maybe save a life of a first responder. We're asking everyone that rides motorcycles, please join us on August 11th at Zips Harley Davidson for our Do You See Us Now awareness benefit ride. Cost is a $20 donation, and shirts are also going to be available for $10 donations. The proceeds from this benefit are going actually to be split equally between the Todd David family and the Michigan Abate. Kickstands are up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and the ride is to return somewhere around 4 o'clock p.m. After the ride, we have multiple restaurants that are going to be donating food to the riders. We're going to have bands as well as other local businesses that are going to be on site to show their support.
What can other people do that don't ride motorcycles? Is there some way for them to be involved as well?
Well, we are always looking for volunteers to help for the day of events or to help with getting sponsors. If you own a business or work for a business that you think would like to help sponsor this event, that would be awesome too. There's some information on our Facebook page about becoming a sponsor and some different levels of sponsorship, and you can get your name on a t-shirt. There's some signs that you can purchase, things like that.
The after party, let's say after the ride is over, is that open to the general public, or is that only open to the people that rode in the event?
Absolutely. Anyone that wants to come out and join in the after party is more than welcome. We do ask that you go to our Facebook page and put coming, just so that way we know how much food we need to plan for with local businesses. But absolutely, if you don't have a ride, please come out after 4 o'clock, join in, listen to the band, visit with people, and we're hoping to have some first responders locally there to visit with and talk with, as well as the family of Todd David is actually agreed to join us in this event. So it's a really special event that we're hoping the public takes part in.
What's the name of the Facebook page, or how can people get more details?
The Facebook page is called Do You See Us Now. If they have a hard time finding it, I did notice that you were able to share our flyer on your Facebook page, so they can go to your Facebook page and maybe track it down through there. But it should be a yellow icon that says Do You See Us Now with a motorcycle that's kind of circled on it. And further information will be provided there, a little bit more of Tracy's story as well as my own.
Thank you so much, Rochelle, for giving us the details on this August 11th Distracted Driving Motorcycle Awareness Ride. Thank you, first of all, for what you do as a first responder, and thank you for being part of this event.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We have details on our Facebook page as well as our website at 1029bigcountry.com if you'd like to get involved.